Yeah, I mean, it's amazing actually that you are 31% more productive when you're working from a happy and calm headspace than when you're working from a stressed and negative one. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge jump.
Hey guys, it's Matt Haycox here, and I was making a video today about 11 ways to invest £1,000 in your business. And the first thing on my list was to talk about investing in your own personal development. It was the first thing on my list because it's the most important thing that you should be investing in. So important, in fact, that I decided to break away to record this video separately just to tell you what some of the ways that you can and should be investing in yourself are. Now, whether you've got a business or not, and even if you never intend to have one, you must commit to your personal development, your growth, and a quest for knowledge and personal betterment. This will pay dividends every day for the rest of your life. Now, I've always been interested in learning new things, but for a large part of my life, I didn't do this formally or in an organized way. I'd read books and I'd always have an open mind to new things, but I never went too deep on my learning other than to learn from my own personal experiences. But now I'm all in. I can't get enough. I invest in my health, my fitness, my knowledge, and I also do the best to help other people learn and develop too. Now, you actually don't need to spend a penny on your personal development, as there's so much free stuff out there for you to consume. But like anything in life, spending in the right ways will usually reap better rewards than doing it on the cheap. So how can you invest in your personal development? Firstly, you should be buying some books. Now, there isn't much you can't learn from a great book from the right author. And if reading isn't already your thing, then you need to make it your thing. Now, if you struggle with written books, then try the audio version. I'm actually a big fan of audiobooks because they allow me to multitask, listening and absorbing while I'm in the gym, driving, cooking or whatever. You can even speed up the playback of them so that you can listen to even more in a shorter space of time. Now, I'm not making any specific recommendations of books here, as it depends what areas you're looking to learn about, but there's plenty of places that you can find reviews and recommendations online for you to find your field of interest. Now, once you get into reading, you're going to find it easier and easier to do, and I'm sure that you're going to want to ramp up your consumption. You can relatively easily get to the point where that you're reading a book a week, even if you've never read a book in your life. The key is to pick one about subjects that you want to learn on, written by the right authors in a style of writing that you like reading, making it as easy as possible for yourself. Secondly, you need to be taking courses. Just like books, there's courses available on every conceivable subject matter, and there's free ones and there's paid ones. You can take courses in person or you can do them online. Sites like Udemy have tons of courses on there, and there's plenty of other sites out there too. Now again, just like books, you need to make sure that you pick courses on subjects that matter to you, and ideally from someone who's teaching it in a style and a format that you like. Then you're not going to struggle to see it through, and you're going to find it easier to learn. Thirdly, you need to be getting a gym membership or signing up to some gym classes. Now, you may wonder what this has got to do specifically with your business or your personal development, but as someone who hasn't always taken health and fitness seriously, believe me when I tell you that you can't get your mind performing at its best unless your body isn't at least halfway there too. Now listen, I'm no gym freak by any stretch, so I can completely relate to you if you don't like doing exercise. But I promise you that after you finish your training session, then you're gonna really feel so much better for doing it. Even taking a walk can be so beneficial for you with the fresh air and the movement. I actually have a 5-mile walk as part of my daily routine, and I normally do it late at night. And as well as feeling the health benefits, it's also a great time where I get to return WhatsApp messages and listen to podcasts and other audiobooks. Fourthly, you need to get a mentor or a coach. Now, if you follow me for a while, then you're going to know how much I bang on and on about the importance of mentors and coaches. They'll guide you, they'll steer you away from unnecessary mistakes, they'll push you, they'll hold you accountable, and much, much more. Now, the key is to be able to select the right ones in a world saturated with fake gurus and experts who are actually experts in nothing other than convincing you to give them your money. Now, there'll be mentors that you can get that'll cost you nothing, and there'll be ones that'll cost you big money. But the key is not to look at what they cost, but what value are they delivering? You can have formal relationships, informal relationships with these people too. I've now got a huge collection of mentors, coaches, and experts that I surround myself with. I've got informal relationships with successful people who I get to pick the brains over a bottle of wine, and I've got formal relationships with people who train and advise me and ensure that I'm always trying to perform at my best. Now again, like all the points I've mentioned, the specific experts that you need are very much down to what it is you're looking to achieve. But the key is that you need to know these people, you need to seek them out, and you need to hire them. The right coach or mentor can literally transform your business in a matter of hours or less. So there you have it, books, courses, exercise and mentors, four great and essential ways to invest in yourself and your personal development. Now, these aren't the only ways to invest, but they are certainly some of the best. Picking just one of them will undoubtedly get you seeing the benefits quickly, but implement them all and I promise you, you'll change your life. So I always like to get some takeaways from these podcasts for my audience, and I know you've got a 5-minute morning routine, so that sounds a perfect training camp for it. What do we need to do, and what would it do for us?
Yeah, I mean, I will say this: before you do your morning routine, the first thing I can say to everyone is the biggest thing is just put your phone on airplane mode before you go to bed. And then don't put it back on until you've done your 5 minutes in the morning, because what that teaches your mind to do again is respond instead of react to the day. Because if you pick up your phone straight away and you see, you know, upsetting headlines that are everywhere at the moment, or those stressful emails, a million things you need to answer to, your brain automatically goes into react instead of response for the rest of the day. So you want to have that space for yourself. So do that, you know, get an old school alarm or put your, you know, phone on airplane mode and have it away from you. And then just first thing I do, I'd say, is gratitude in the morning. So when you think of 5 things you're grateful for and you actually feel gratitude as well, it's always connecting the link of the feeling to the thought. So the physiology really ingrains it in your system. Then you want to think of 5 things and say them out loud or write them down. And what that again does is helps your subconscious look for the good and the rest of the day, the things to be grateful for instead of the things to be annoyed with.
Would you say that's typically like the same five things you think of before you start this process and you're saying it every day, or do you kind of
think on the spot? Yeah, I think on the spot, definitely. It's like, it can be your morning coffee that day or something you think you're doing, someone you love, you know, all these little things. And it doesn't have to be some huge thing. Like even the smallest things really have an effect. Appreciating like your hot shower, you know, all those little things. Then I always say, you know, moving on to meditation. If, you know, for the 5 minute one, just doing 2 minutes of breathing meditation, and that's simply, you know, we don't breathe well when we're stressed. We breathe very shallowly. And what that tells our body is that we are under attack. So you want to say like everything's fine to your body and take some really deep breaths and breathe actually through your diaphragm instead of your chest. So just taking, you know, 2 minutes to think, breathe in through your nose. It's a breath sequence I do called the 4-4-8, because it's really simple to remember. Simply breathe in for 4, hold for 4, and out for 8. So you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just, you know, repeat that 3 times in the morning and just like ground yourself, just feel that calmness before you start. And then, you know, you want to move on to the end is just an intention or an affirmative statement. So with an intention, you know, setting up an intention for how you want your day to go, you know, whether that's a feeling like I intend to be happy today, or whether it's actually, you know, you wanted to intend to have a good meeting if that's where you're going first. So set an intention, because that's a really powerful thing for your mind and your energy. So when it comes to energy, the expression is, you know, focus goes where energy flows. And energy flows where focus goes. So if you set an intention, you're telling your mind and your energy that's what you want to get out of the day. And that's a really positive thing to start with.
As a journalist, it was obviously kind of key to your skills and success, you know, to extract people's stories and tell it in the way it needs telling. I mean, you're a phenomenal listener, clearly. I mean, what are your top tips for how other people can become a better listener and how they're going to benefit from that?
It's really key, actually, listening. And I used to talk way... I mean, I still talk way too much, don't get me wrong. a lot. But actually, training as a therapist taught me how to listen. So you set up your... First of all, you know, and I would give this as advice to anybody. Before you ask a question, make sure that, A, it's well-informed, you've done your homework, and B, you're putting it to the right person. And then once you've put that question to somebody, just listen, because all the time you're talking, you're not learning. All the time you're listening, you're learning. There's great lessons in just going. And you know what? If somebody's a bit slow to start, just encourage them to keep going, because what you will unlock could be really valuable information in terms of how it informs you and enhances your next stage of your journey.
And I guess, as the old expression goes, 2 ears and 1 mouth, and use it in that proportion.
Yeah, I'd not heard that before. That's really good.
Now, what I was going to say is this. Again, you mustn't be too hard on yourself, because life is all about a process. And it's understand that there are things that you might be doing in your life that doesn't sort of make sense now. But it's only when you could go back and reflect that you could join up the dots. And I'll give you an example of that. Before I ran the Black Farmer, created the Black Farmer brand, I used to run a marketing agency. And, you know, I was responsible for launching, you know, some big name brands like Kettle Chips, Plymouth Bridge Gin, Cobra Beer. They're big brands now, but back in the day, they were small brands. And one of the things I used to hate about running my agency, and it caused me a lot of frustration, is that the marketing directors didn't have the courage to do what was really important to make the brands really stand out. They didn't have it. It was just a real pain. And it wasn't until I launched my Black Farmer brand that I learned why I had to go through that. Because in a sense, that was my training ground for how to market brands. So sometimes the pain, the agony, the wrong directions are essential to take you to where you're destined to be. So do not be frightened of the pain. Do not be frightened of the mistakes. They're preparing you. See it as a sort of a sportsman that is preparing for the big opportunity. And those mistakes, those failures. One of the things, another Wilfred mantra is this. The way to measure whether you are living your life to the maximum is this. Is that how many failures have you had? And if you are looking back at your life and you say, I have not failed at anything in the last 3 or 6 months, you're not living, you're slumming it. The greatest indication is your failures. And the people who go along in life thinking, Jesus Christ, I mustn't make a mistake, I mustn't fail, are the ones who are not living, they're just slumming it. Failures is your measurement of actually living your life. It's a measurement that you're always pushing yourself to the max. So that's what I would say to your buddy. When was the last time you really messed up? Because that tells you it's something you should be celebrating because you're pushing yourself.
I like what you say, how you wanted to go and do things that other people hadn't done, that, you know, all these adventures that other people do, you know, as crazy as some of them are, you know, a lot of them are just, you know, repeats of other people, of seeing the same sights. And I think as well, particularly in today's world, you know, we live in a world of doing things for the gram and, you know, and doing things for effect. But I guess, you know, what do you think it was that made you want to go and do the things that other people hadn't do? And you know, and were you ever doing anything, you know, to show other people the results, or has this really been a journey of your own?
Yeah, this has been a journey of my own. I'd say back then, well, when I first started 19, I don't think Instagram, Twitter, all of that wasn't a thing, I don't think. We took a camera with us to capture some images. Facebook, we weren't updating. So yeah, there was no social media, there was no sharing the images. All the stories, it was just doing it for the pure love and for the pure passion. And the reason why I think I would probably want to get off the route, off the travel route, which isn't a bad thing because you do actually meet people from all over the world, which is great. I've got friends for life from all sorts of different countries, you know, and I met them on the travel route. But I think it was that sense of adventure of doing something that people rarely ever do, or doing something that's different. And you know, movies like The Beach, I don't know if you've seen The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I haven't, I know what it is, but
great movie, stuff like that, especially at that age when I was sort of like mid-teens, going 14, 15, 16 years of age, watching The Beach, and one of the quotes is everyone ends up traveling thousands of miles just to wind up doing the same damn thing. Certain little quotes like that, it's just like, yeah man, look, I can't be traveling all this way to sit in a hostel watching a movie, getting the Greyhound coach, going through these beautiful little villages at midnight that I won't be able to see and I won't be able to converse with the locals there. You know, I was like, let's do something different where we can not just see the tourist traps of Vietnam and Cambodia, where the first adventure was, but where we can stop off along the way and really get to know the local culture, really get to know not just Vietnam, but the Vietnamese people. And I think that was the spark, age 19. From there, the adventures just continued to grow and grow. And there were some mad adventures, you know, from hacking from Thailand into Myanmar, via the jungle, through the border, machete in hand, living with a Burmese hill tribe for a few days, learning how to survive in the jungle, you know, berries that act as mosquito repellent once you pop them in and rub over your skin, to how to hunt, how to gather, how to build rafts or shelter using natural resources. So just humbling experiences, yeah, incredible ones that stood out.